as the largest opposition political party in Zambia. We have been calling for the dismissal of the health minister, Dr. Kalu Chilufya, for a very long time. But the president was dragging his feet. Now that he has decided to fire him finally, we think that the firing is not sufficient, it's not enough, because he subjected the Zambian people to the purchase of expired drugs worth $17 million. And a lot of people consumed those expired drugs, their health is now affected. And the tender was given in suspicious circumstances to people that have connection to the health minister. So we believe that apart from firing him, he must be arrested and taken to court and be prosecuted. That is the only way we can send a signal to other ministers that corruption does not pay.
Do you think this issue with honeybee and the supply of leaking condoms, gloves, and fake medicine, does it have any impact on the COVID-19 situation right now?
Well, there are other issues also connected to the same minister. In fact, in the Auditor General's report, it was reported that the donations that were given by many stakeholders, including international organizations, the funds for the COVID-19 were squandered, stolen. And at that time, again, we called for the dismissal of the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Health, but the President did not heed our calls. So up to now, that money for COVID has been squandered, it has been stolen. Meanwhile, the cases of COVID are rising. And there are no medicines in hospitals. People are even struggling to get a face mask. You know, people donated a lot of face masks to the Ministry of Health, which have not been distributed. We do not know where they've taken those face masks.
In addition to the dismissal of Dr. Chilufya, your leader is also calling for the dismissal of other people. For example, Stephen Kampiongo and Kanganja. What is their connection with this?
Well, it is the same corrupt group of people. In fact, apart from the Minister of Health and the purchase of those drugs, the same cartel was involved in the killing of two innocent people just a week ago. They organized the police to start shooting at unarmed civilians who were escorting Kainde Ichilema to the force headquarters where he was summoned. So up to now, we have got no full report on what really transpired. But what we saw is the president dismissing some junior police officers. While those that are at the top, including Police Inspector General Katoma Ganganja, are still in their offices. But they are the commanders that ordered the killing of innocent people. They should also go. But the president is still protecting them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kakoma. It's so nice to talk with you, sir.
Thank you very much, James.